Right, 5 minutes past five, about how long ago? 18 years ago, 17 years ago, I was presenting a TV show called Voorblad, and I met Madge Bester for the very first time. Now, for those of you who do not know Madge Bester, Madge at that time was the world's shortest living woman.
Wow.
65 centimeters in length. That's how tall she was.
Sure.
And I remember having met her and immediately liking her. There was just something about that woman. She had a massive personality in that little body. So over the years, we did all sorts of things together. I remember we had on a show with a guy with the biggest feet in the country. And Madge was holding a shoe that was taller than her.
Yo.
I remember we made her teeth, false teeth at one point. And she bit into an apple and the teeth came out. I remember if you... When I went to Bloemfontein, she was living at the time in a retirement home in Bloemfontein because they could give her the care she needed. She was in a wheelchair eventually. Obviously, she couldn't walk around. She was 65 centimeters in length. And we would bring Madge on the show. And it was always a thing with Madge. If you put the mics on and it's live, anything can happen. Save us nie op haar bek geval nie. And oh, Madge sal vir jou precies sê wat sy gedink het. Where there was just no guard in front of her mouth. I remember in the local mall, they had Madge doing a promotion. They hired her to do a promotion. They would give away a car.
Uh-huh.
En toet iemand, ek weet dat er was in die teels in die mall, was gebreek, even die teels. Toe glip iemand oor die teel en struikel. En Madge hak af en sê, ja! Sy het altijd so gepraat. Sy sê, ja, typisch in die malls. Kyk hoe lyk hulle vloere. Sy sê, jylle is iemand gaan nog hulle blye nek breek hier so in die mall.
Ja.
So needless to say, the promotions, she was asked to leave, I think 2 days later.
Oh.
But that was Madge for you. And I remember sitting in the studio having Nkomboti
with Madge. Nice.
That was the two of us, the world's shortest woman and me, we had Nkomboti. And she would phone me every year on my birthday, and she would phone me over Christmas. And every time I would hear the budgies in the back, she was a keen collector of budgies. And every time she would call me her boyfriend, she would say, how's my boyfriend doing? Hoe gaan het met my boyfriend? Hoe gaan het met my boyfriend? Wanneer kom jy terug, Bloemfontein toe? Wanneer gee jy vir my kom kuier? And I regret having gone to Bloemfontein the last time, and I didn't pop in. I promised that I would see her, and she told me she was on oxygen about a year ago, and I didn't get around to visiting Madge.
Oh.
I honestly thought she would be around forever, but she passed away last night, and I was just informed of that fact. Sure. So to Madge's family and two people that know her, my sympathies. She was a massive personality, and you should know who this woman was. There's a picture of her on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. Please just acknowledge her. I would appreciate that. And this the incredible the fact that she was in the Guinness World Record book. She ended up there and was proudly South African and went all across the world and represented us. Luister so, ja, rest in peace, my dear friend, Madge Bester, van jou boyfriend, Orian. 9 minute over 5.